We're talking with Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Rod, it's my understanding that Farm Bureau has joined in and is a part of litigation challenging the validity of this proposed state question, 804, that group has filed. Tell me about your involvement.
That is correct. Our members voted this last weekend on a resolution to oppose the state question, and then our board, the Legal Foundation Board, which is a separate entity that's related to Farm Bureau, voted to make a donation to help support the legal challenge to the state question. We're very, very concerned that this is terrible public policy that's being proposed by this national group. They're currently making this effort in Oklahoma and Arkansas and New Hampshire, and have done it previously in some other states.
It appears that based on some of the legalities, that perhaps there are multiple issues kind of embedded into this proposal, and that may get it thrown off the ballot. That seems to be part of the legal strategy anyway.
That's certainly our contention. Our state has a single issue rule, as some other states do, and I think it was Colorado that the courts threw it out in their state on the single issue rule, which we think will apply here as well. And then there's a number of other clauses in it. It takes the power for redistricting that is defined in our state constitution to be the legislature, and takes that power away from the legislature and gives it to an independent commission who are largely controlled by the courts. I mean, the courts get to make those appointments, and may sound weird to people, but we trust the legislatures who know the communities in our state and know the policies in our state. We trust the legislators a lot more to do that than we do an unknown independent commission, and if they don't get it done within a certain time, it automatically goes to the Supreme Court to do it. But it also has a number of other planks in there that moves the prison population that may be at McAllister or Granite or Fort Supply. It moves those out of those communities that are supporting those institutions and where they're at. It moves them to the place where they were sentenced from, so it would tend to urbanize a lot of that prison populations. It requires new stipulations that you can't take into account where the current legislators live as you're drawing new districts, and then it puts a lot of limits on who can be on this independent commission. So we think for many, many reasons it's terrible policy, and are hopeful that the courts, after looking at the arguments, will agree that this effort should be stopped before it ever gets going.
I guess what the hope is, perhaps, that even before they start collecting signatures, you'll be able to have some word from the court system.
Yes, the courts tend to look at these state questions at two different times. Before, at the front end, you can make a challenge, and then you can also make a challenge after the signatures have been circulated. And so, from our standpoint, we'd much rather make this terrible public policy go away at the front end than later. One of the biggest changes that those of us in rural Oklahoma would notice, or likely to notice, is that we have a number of districts that are pie-shaped, that include some urban population and some rural population. With this type of approach, you're much more likely to have a whole bunch of urban districts drawn and then fewer rural districts. I actually think our state is well served to have districts that have a combination of urban and rural. Most folks in an urban area don't really know who their specific legislator is and wouldn't recognize them if they saw them at Walmart or the grocery store or many other places. If you're a rural legislator, you're expected to be at all kinds of community events. You're usually widely known, and there's lots of interaction, lots of feedback from the public to the legislator when they serve a rural or outer suburban districts. And so we think that makes much better legislators. And so we think that's an important benefit to our state, is to have those kind of mixed districts. And we'd likely would have many fewer of those kind of districts and would tend to have either rural or urban legislators instead of a nice mix of legislators that have a much better understanding of our state and the different parts of our state, and the additional interaction with their voters.
At this point, are there several groups involved with this coalition, Rod?
There are, and they're actually still adding more as it goes. There are a number of folks have already stepped up to be part of the legal challenge to this. Can't identify who all those are, but we're proud to be a part of that, and are going to certainly be supportive of this effort, and appreciate the fine legal scholarship that's gone into putting this challenge together, and hope that it will succeed in the courts.
Thank you, Rod. Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.